We're here at the 2016 NFL Draft with Curtis Conway. And Curtis, you might have some unique insights here, too. A lot of people projecting wide receiver to go to the Vikings at 23. You did so as well in your mock draft with Laquon Treadwell. Talk about the Vikings' need at wide receiver, why you might see them going in that direction.
Well, number one, you already have your quarterback. And, of course, you have AP, and you got some nice pieces at wide receiver. I think if you go and you get a guy like Treadwell, or, you know, a Josh Dobson, whoever's there, because when you look at Houston, you look at Minnesota and Cincinnati, I think they're all in the ballpark to draft the receiver. And I think when you look at the core receivers in this year's draft, I wouldn't say one is that much better than the other one, where it's like, man, it's disappointing if one is gone before they draft. So I think if they just add another piece to the puzzle, this offense is ready to take off. I love Teddy Bridgewater. He's one of my favorites. I was glad Minnesota traded up in the first round to get him, because he was my number one quarterback in that year's draft. And then, of course, having my guy Norv over there helps out a lot. And I know Norv wants to go deep. That's his deal. So, you know, hopefully they can get a guy to add to the rest of the young pieces that they have and keep moving forward.
What made you gravitate towards Teddy when he was coming out? And has he lived up to kind of what you thought he would be in the NFL?
Well, when you look at African-American quarterbacks, you always see them running. And that was always the knock. You know, you got to be a pocket quarterback. And African-American quarterbacks were known to run with the ball, and that was always the knock. When I watched Teddy, I knew Teddy can run. But Teddy was a guy at Louisville who went through his progressions in a pro-style offense, and when there was nothing there, he dumped it off to his running backs. I'm saying this guy fits everything that the scouts have been talking about. How is he not the number one quarterback? You finally get a guy that can stay in the pocket, can read defenses, and go through his progression, But now he's dropping? It didn't make sense to me. So I was happy that he got with a coach like North Turner that understands him. And you have a running back with AP back there that he doesn't have to be the guy, and he can gradually get better and better, and I'm looking forward to this young man's career.
And when he was going through his progressions last year, a lot of times finding rookie receiver Stephon Diggs, what'd you like maybe about him coming out, and what'd you like about his game overall, and are you excited to see maybe that rapport with Teddy, another young guy developing so quickly?
Absolutely. That dynamic of those guys being young, number one, and being able to develop, because that's the number one thing you need out of a receiver and quarterback. Those are the only two guys that are playing different positions that actually get together and work together on the offseason season because of the chemistry. Both of those guys are young. You know, Diggs was drafted late, so it's good to see that you don't have to be a first-round draft pick to be successful in the National Football League at receiver. You go in there, you do your business, and you make plays. You get that big contract on the second one anyway. So it's good to have a guy that Teddy can grow with. Now you add another piece to that along with AP again. AP, he gives a lot of leeway for the passing game because of what he's able to do. Now you get two young guys who doesn't have pressure on them to really make plays. I'm looking forward to seeing whoever they pick. If it's a wide receiver, just the dynamic of that threesome of Teddy, Diggs, and whoever they pick in the passing game.
Yeah, and Curtis, you mentioned some of the bigger guys in Treadwell and Dobson, and some of the smaller guys, Fuller, more speed guys,
right,
who can really stretch the field, whether it's one of those guys I just named or somebody in the later rounds. If it's one of the two, where do the Vikings go, and what do you think would help them the most, the big physical guy or the guy who can really exploit the field for Norv?
The guy I like, now again, none of these guys are that much better than the next, but I think the total package is Josh Dobson, because he's not a burner, but he's fast. You know, he's not overly big, but he's big. So to me, he gives you the best package. So you get a guy like him, he can definitely be a number one, or he can be a number two, but I think he's a number one. For me, that's the most well-rounded receiver when what scouts would like to say, check all the boxes. I think, in my opinion, he's the most well-rounded.
Curtis, thanks so much for the draft preview, and look forward to all your work next couple of days.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks. All right.